Come and see what all the hype is about. Tune in to The Hype 87.3.
That's right. It is your girl, Tampa Mystic, and we are live right here in ATL on The Hype 87.3. We have a highly anticipated, beautiful, beautiful young lady checking in tonight. She goes by the name of Pimptress. What's going on, beauty? How you doing, love?
What's good? I'm good. Happy to be on the show.
Yeah. Thank you so much for taking some time with us tonight. We're excited to learn your journey. You and I already had a great little combo. We're from the same area. So, you know, we got a lot to talk about. Definitely. Well, go ahead and give us that official introduction.
What, just say my name and tell people who I am?
Or? Yeah. Introduce yourself.
Okay. For anybody out there listening, it's your girl, Pimptress. I'm from Clearwater, Florida. For people that's not familiar with that area, it's around Tampa Bay area. And I'm an artist. I rap, I sing, I write my own music. I'm a songwriter. I do it all. I'm a model. I'm a content creator now, I guess you can call it, whatever.
Love it. I love it. Absolutely. Well, we're just going to dive right in. Were you born in Clearwater?
Yes, I was.
Okay. Well, listen, I'm quite sure we may know some of the same people. We probably definitely been to the same places because I spent a few years in Clearwater. Take us back to growing up out there in beautiful Clearwater, Florida. What was it like for you?
Growing up, I mean, I tell everybody really the same thing. Like, you know, because you from there. So it's really a small city. Everybody knew each other.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? If you from around the neighborhood, the hood area and all that type stuff in Clearwater, you know, you're very familiar with everybody. So, I mean, really, it wasn't really too much to do. It was just like anybody else growing up in a small city. You feel me? We got the beaches, you know, the beautiful beaches, Clearwater Beach.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, no.
Absolutely. Listen, I grew up when I was in, I was born in Tampa, but when I lived in Clearwater, I lived off of Palmetto Street. I know you know where that's at, Palmetto.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yep. You know. Yep. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's the hometown right there, you know, and my dad still lives out there. So, yeah, that is amazing. Growing up in Clearwater or just, you know, in Florida, period, did that at all have an influence on you to get to doing singing, you know, songwriting, you rap, you're a model, you do a lot of stuff in the entertainment industry. Were you influenced by, you know, people around you in the state of Florida, or was that something you kind of developed on your own?
I always had a passion for music. I always loved music. I always knew that was what I was going to do since like a little girl. I used to sing in the church choir. That sounds cliche, but I did.
Yeah.
But I actually was influenced by, I used to be in a rap group with three of my homeboys from the city. They needed a female, you know, back in the days or whatever, and I could sing and rap. So that's how I became, you know, confident and, you know, was able to, you know, move on with my journey and become a rapper and singer and all that type of stuff because of them, really.
Yeah, absolutely. But you were an asset to them because, you know, like you said, you sing and you rap. So that's a big asset that you bring to their situation.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we definitely complimented each other. Yeah, definitely.
Before music, was there something else that you ever desired to do?
Yes. I also wanted to be a lawyer.
Okay.
So I went to school for law, too.
Wow.
And, you know, yeah, and I didn't go forward with it because a couple things happened, you know what I'm saying? And so I just stuck with music.
Music is like such an outlet, right? When we go through stuff, you know, it's like that outlet and it's that universal language. I think everybody likes some form of music.
Right. I think it's therapy. Like,
yes.
I feel like since, you know, growing up, I feel like I now understand anxiety. I feel like everybody has a bit of anxiety.
Yes.
So it's like, it's just sometimes some type of music can just calm you, like, you might go make a bad decision, but you listen to this song and now you calm down. You know, so it's just like music is is life. I can't even imagine life without music.
Me either. Like, I'm so with you on that, because I will be the first one to admit I definitely get anxiety, and it's actually gotten greater since I moved up here to Atlanta, because it's very hectic up here. It's very, very hectic up here, but music is that therapy for me. You know, either going to the gym and getting a good workout in, or listening to some, you know, oldies, you know, because I'm an OG, you know, I'm in my 40s, so I feel like I grew up in that era, you know, in Florida with that very like 90s early 2000, you know, like booty shaking music.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so like that was, that's what really made me fall in love with just the music industry. And I always knew I wanted to do something with it. When did you know that becoming a singer, a songwriter, a rapper was it for you?
I would say when I was in high school, about high school, I started writing poetry. You know what I'm saying? This was before I met the group and all that. And you know what I'm saying? So I was writing poetry, and then my friends, you know, everybody was like, you know, you can write something. Like, it's good. You know what I'm saying? You should try and rap. So I started rapping and, you know, trying to, you know, write and all that type of stuff. And then, like I said, when I got out of high school is when I got with the group.
Yeah.
So really, you know, I just started, you know, dabbling in a few different things, and, you know, it went from there.
I love it. I wanted to tell you too, the photos that you sent are beautiful. Whoever your photographer is did a phenomenal job.
Thank you. He A1 with it.
Yes. Yeah. You look so fly. It's like, okay, super duper fly. See you. Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. So other things within the entertainment industry, acting, is that a passion for you?
To be honest, yes. That is also something that, to be honest, I work at this company and they send out jobs all the time, and I've done some commercials and stuff like that, and trying to get into, I just want to get better at, you know, probably do an acting class or something, you know what I'm saying? So I'm, because I get shy and all that, so I got to get the nerve part. Like, and it's crazy because I do music and I can get on a big stage with a million people out there. That's different for me. But to be sitting right there with somebody judging me and seeing what I, it freaks me out.
Absolutely. That's kind of how I feel. I think my biggest fear with that is I'm going to forget the lines.
Yes. That's the one. I be having the right stuff over and over, be feeling crazy. Like, dang, how am I forgetting it?
Right. And I think for me, I'm an overthinker. And I think that's what it is I kind of get in my own way. You know, I overthink everything and then I forget it.
Yeah, you're a lot like me. We a lot alike, because I do that too. I am definitely an overthinker.
Yeah, girl. And sometimes though, I think of 100 scenarios about something that may never even happen. I'm like, why am I like, and then I'll end up like not going to do something because I've overthought it too much, and I'm like, you know what, right, forget it. I'm just gonna stay in my butt home.
I've done that. I still do that to this day, and I'm trying to get out of that. I'm trying to really break away from that habit, but I don't know. I feel like, going back to what we said, anxiety as well. Like, I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah, I think honestly, for me, it's just, you know, I'm very transparent. I'm 49. I graduated high school in 92, and back then in the 90s. We could move around and not really have to worry about much craziness. Like, girl, I used to come to Atlanta back then for Freaknik, and it was never no weird stuff. Like, we just had a great time. I think the way it is now, you have to walk around with your head on a swivel because people are weird out there. I think that's where a lot of it comes from, is the fact that we just always have to walk around on edge because we don't know if we're going to get robbed, hit over the head, whatever, you know? So I really think that as a woman, we just have to be mindful and protect ourselves. You know, our peace is everything.
Right. Definitely. I agree.
Talk to us about the modeling side.
I haven't really done anything like, well, actually I have. I actually was in a magazine. I can't even think of what it's called. I'm forgetting things. I don't even remember what the magazine is. This is a magazine out of New York or whatever. They saw a couple of my pictures, you know, contacted me a couple years ago, and, you know, they put me in the magazine. I made the front page and, like, my own little section. And, you know, just posting pictures and all that stuff, people just come up to me and automatically just assume, like, oh, she must be some type of model. They'll think that before music.
Yeah. You have that image about you. Like I said, I looked at the photos. I was like, dang, those are some nice photos. You've got the look for sure. You definitely. So I think that's something you should look into pursuing even more somehow, some way, like get more into that modeling because you've got the look for it.
I want to do it. I really do. That's how I'm branding myself as well. Like I try to, you know, on social media, that's where you can take it there. You know, you meet all kinds of people on social media. People contact you all the time about things. So I'm trying to just brand myself and, you know, trying to veer into different things. Not so much always music. Like you can veer into all kinds of things. You can do a lot of things.
That's right.
I just want to be an entrepreneur.
Yes, absolutely. That is the goal, to be able to wake up every day and create your own day because you work for yourself.
Right.
That's mm-hmm. a beautiful feeling right there. No, we don't want to clock in for someone else for the rest of our life, right?
No. We don't.
Let's talk about some of the stages that you've touched. I know you've performed at some of the big clubs in Tampa. You've done some festivals, you know, birthday parties, different events. You know, tell us about some of the performances that you've done over the years.
My last performance I did that was really big, which is my first arena show, which was in Cedar Park, Texas. I opened up for Lubusi, Jeezy, Paul Wall, and a couple other people I'm forgetting. But it was the Legends of the South tour. I was the only opener, and I was the only female artist.
Mm.
So that was dope. Yeah, that's the biggest thing I've done performance-wise.
Now that is legendary. How did you feel being on that stage in front of all those people, knowing that you are performing with some legends?
I felt, you know, I probably felt like any artist would, because it's like they knew I would be there, but a lot of, you know, they don't know who I am. They came to see Boosie, they came to see Jeezy, and, you know, the people they came to see. So it was a lot of pressure at first, just by me overthinking it. But then once I hit the stage, all that stuff goes away, and yes. I just, you know, and especially when I started to see that the crowd was feeling me. You know what I'm saying? So it was dope. I can't even explain it. I could do it 1,000 times over.
Exactly. Once you get in that moment, you forget about all that overthinking. You are in your moment. You're in your element. It's like, oh, why was I overthinking this so much? This is cool.
Right.
That is so dope.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Now I haven't lived in Tampa since 2013. It's been almost 11 years since I've been there. What is the music scene like out there in the city? Yeah, I don't honestly, you know, I have a studio out here in Atlanta now, so I don't get to travel often because I'm working just about every single day. I do come back from time to time to visit my family, but what's the music scene like right now in Tampa for, you know, independent artists or artists on the rise?
It actually is getting bigger, like way bigger than when I first started. Like, it's a lot of things going on for artists, a lot of videographers. I mean, you can find anything to, you know, help you out as being an artist. There's videographers everywhere of all kinds. It's plenty of places and plenty of stages for you to come showcase your music, to get people to see you. You know, it's so many avenues and so many doors opening, people getting signed and all that, you know. So it's just like, it has changed tremendously.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
There's so much talent out there. Shout out to guys like Tom G, who's just been putting on for the city for a very, very long time.
Shout out to him.
Yeah.
Always.
Man, like I miss it. I got to get back out there soon. Like, you know, I feel like, you know, I love Atlanta, but as the old saying goes, there's no place like home.
Right. It's definitely, that's that.
Do you ever see yourself?
I love Atlanta.
Yeah, I was just about to ask you, do you ever see yourself moving to somewhere like Atlanta or a Houston or another big city?
Not Atlanta, because it's too many people for me. But, you know, when I went to Houston, when I was out there in Texas, I liked the whole vibe. I don't know if it was just because I was there for them, you know, 4 or 5 days, and you know how, you know, you ain't really somewhere, you just think it's cool. But to me, it was my type of vibe. Like, it wasn't too many people around.
Yeah.
To be honest, Florida getting crazy. Like, it's starting to be like L.A. here.
Yes.
The traffic is terrible. It's just, you know what I'm saying? So I would probably move to Houston.
Houston is beautiful, definitely, too. And they have a heavy music scene out there.
I know. Yeah, it's definitely dope.
Absolutely. And you know, it's funny that you were talking about the traffic and how it's, my dad talks about that. He's actually looking to sell his house from Clearwater where he lives now and move like more north, you know, in Florida somewhere just to get away from the hustle and bustle. It is getting crazy. Yeah, yeah, definitely. Let's talk about your clothing line. So you have a brand that's already out, My Grind, Don't Stop, and then you have one on the way called Pretty Entrepreneurs. Let's talk about both of them. Let's talk about the one that's already out first. Man, that's big, you know, when you have your own merchandise. What all do you have available?
I have everything. Tumblers, hoodies, hats, slides. Anybody from if you're from Florida, we call our flip flop slides.
Slides, you know, yeah, girl, I got slides on right now.
Me too. Yeah, everything. I really got everything, and I have my, you know, I have stuff on my website, and I, you know, I have stuff always on hand for people that's local. I got everything.
That is dope. What is the website so we can shop with you?
www.pinterest.com.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And is it like listed under your name on there? Oh, is it, you said just Pinterest.com, period. Mm-hmm. And you, so your clothing brand, My Grind Don't Stop, is on there.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, you can, you can purchase it on there, or like I said, like locally, or people can DM me and I ship everything out.
Okay.
As well too.
That is dope. Now, what about the upcoming brand that you're going to launch? Tell us about that. Pretty Entrepreneurs. I love that name, by the way, because I feel like we both pretty entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like all women, we all beautiful in our own ways. So I wanted to come out with something for the females. It's only befitting that I should come out with something for the females. So I wanted to come out with swimsuits. And, you know, stuff like that for the summer. And, you know, like girl stuff, female stuff, but boss type of swag. You feel me? Kind of entrepreneur swag too. So that's just where I was just, you know, brainstorming and you come up with things. And that's just how that came about.
I love the name. When can we anticipate Pretty Entrepreneurs launching?
Very soon. I don't have a date on it, but it's coming soon. And I will have stuff on social media where people can see it and all that.
I will absolutely shop with you. I will. And I want to put that brand out here through the Atlanta market so they can get familiar, because there's a lot of female entrepreneurs out here that will fall in love with that brand. So please keep me posted on when you're going to launch that brand. I would love to know.
I will, definitely.
Absolutely. So let's talk about, you know, the music that you've been putting out. Have you been mainly focusing on putting singles out, or have you recently worked on an album or an EP?
I have been just really like, I've been trying to see where I'm going to go with it, like with my fans, you know, just, I just been keeping some hits coming, you know, just to keep keep everybody's attention on me, you know what I'm saying? So I didn't really want to put a full project or anything or an EP out yet, because you know my fans not really anticipating that. So I'm gonna just keep giving them the singles until, you know, they feel like, okay, we want a whole project from you.
Right, understood. So You did have a song though, Stacking Up, that went viral on Instagram, over 7 million views. Yeah. Girl, yeah. Like what? That's insane. Let's talk about that, because that is a major accomplishment, because it's not every day that someone can put something on Instagram and it goes viral like that. Tell us about how you gained so much traction on that song on Instagram.
So basically, like, that was during like the beginning of the pandemic. So I utilized the fact that we was all sitting still and just, you know, put that song out. It's a great song anyways, but on top of that, like, I just stayed on social media posting, and it caught traction across the country first. Then people start gravitating to it, and everybody just sitting still. It's the pandemic. We can't go outside. We can't do nothing but just scroll and see who's new, who's out there. So I just, you know, took advantage of that opportunity, and it hit.
I love it. Congratulations on that. That's a big deal right there. That's one of them accolades. Yeah, because like I said, I the most I've gotten on one post that went viral was like 1.6 million. I've never gotten 7 million on a post. So shout out to you, girl. You did that.
Appreciate it. Yeah, that was crazy. I never did that before. So I was like, wow, that's crazy. When it kept going up, I was like, that's crazy. I ain't even never hit the millions yet, right, like before that.
Right. And that makes you feel good knowing that that many people seen who you are and heard your music. That's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Let's talk about your creative process a little bit. Are you a writer or do you more freestyle punch in? How does your music come together when you rap?
I am a writer.
Okay.
I am a writer. But lately, I won't say lately. A lot of times, like, if I don't have the song all together and I just vibe with the beat and I'm in the studio and the vibe good, I'll just go in there and punch in, you know what I'm saying? Just straight off the top of the head. But I would rather write because it just seems like I can tell a story. I'm a storyteller type of, you know, artist. I like to tell a story in my music anyway, so I like to kind of write. Because if I don't, then I'm just saying a bunch of random shit, you know?
Right.
Or, you know what I'm saying?
No, so. That's facts. You are absolutely right. Mm-hmm. Where is your inspiration coming from? Like, do you have to be like in a certain place, you know, mentally to be able to write that record?
I think so lately. I would say, yeah, because sometimes, like, I've been having writer's block. So I haven't even been able, that's why, like, lately, I've been just punching in.
Yeah,
you feel me? And I might write a couple bars, and then when I come back, I'm like, because like we talked about earlier, life's been life, and so it's like so much. I might think of something, and I might be in that zone, and 10, 15 minutes later, something will happen, and, you know, now I can't even think straight. So it's just like, you know.
Listen, girl, I understand. And we women, we're just wired differently. We're emotional. Whether we try not to be, we're just emotional people, you know, more so than men will ever understand, you know? So, you know, it's like you have to be in a certain space, you know, because like we said earlier on in the conversation, you know, music is like a mental therapy.
Yeah, definitely.
And writing is probably a form of mental therapy for you as well, because you get to pour your emotions out.
Yes, it is. I agree. Yeah. Definitely.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. What do you enjoy the most about being a music artist? Because you sing, you rap, you songwrite, you know, you're tapping into modeling. But, you know, on the music side, what are you enjoying the most?
I just love the creative process of it. My favorite part is going in the studio and creating something that I love. Like, you know what I'm saying? Somebody else may not even love it or whatever, but I just like that process.
Yeah.
And then I do love being on the stage. Like the way I feel when I'm on the stage, I open up and I feel at home. So yes. I would say both of them places is where I need to be.
Definitely. It's like an adrenaline rush getting on that stage in front of a bunch of people, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not easy at first. Like it takes, you know, it's not easy, that adrenaline rush and then your nerves a little bit. Like, it takes a lot to get up there in front of a lot of people and just, you know, and you got to think, like, people nowadays are totally different. You know what I'm saying? Some people just stand there. Even if you good, they going to stand there and just look at you like, I don't know you. trust me, I still do shows in Tampa now. I'm spitting facts. Like, that happens. Like, I'll go to a show. I ain't going to lie about nothing. And some people will be like, you just standing there. Just, like, I feel like you kind of question yourself. Like, wait, I know I'm raw. Like, you know what I'm saying?
They just have that weirdo energy. You know, like.
Yeah, like, just, I don't know. That's what it is. Weirdo energy.
Yeah.
And I don't really like that.
We stay away from people like that. Definitely. Absolutely. No, I get it because, you know, like I'm not an artist, but, you know, I host a lot of events. And I'll tell you, like, before every event, I get a little like queasiness in my stomach, like, oh gosh, please let the night go good. Let me not look stupid up on, you know what I'm saying? Like, I always, it's that overthinking again, going back to what we was talking about earlier.
Yes, those are all my thoughts always.
Yes.
It will never change, I don't think.
Are you ever looking to tap into doing other genres of music?
Yes, I that's funny you ask, because I did I already recorded it a while ago, a country song, and I'm gonna release it. I'm gonna shoot. We already talking about shooting the video and how big it's gonna be and all that. And I did like an alternative kind of soft rock type song.
Yes.
And I let a few people listen to it, and they was like, they telling me that that's the genre they want me to be in. So you know, I'm excited to introduce that to my fan base.
That would be dope, because I am seeing a lot more artists, rap artists at that, like Crystal from the Tampa area recently did a country record, you know, so it's like I'm seeing.
Yeah, I heard it, yeah.
Yeah, you know, so it's like, I think that's dope, because that opens you up to a whole new audience.
Yeah, I have fun with those records.
Definitely. Who are some of the producers you work with right now?
Jit Faye from Tampa. He's really raw. Who else? DB the Plug. I met him on social media, just networking years ago, and he made great beats. Who else? How could I forget? On my team, the Blue Beat. He made the beat for Be A Ho and for my song Fake Beef.
Dope. We've got the Be A Ho record, girl. We're going to listen to that tonight. let's talk about it a little bit. You know, like just off of the title, one thing I'm a big advocate of and I love is when people come up with catchy titles to songs, because that draws people in to want to listen to it. When I see a record called Be A Ho, I'm gonna be like, okay, I gotta see what she's talking about, right?
Right. That's what I wanted you to think. That's what I want people to do. Like, that's why I named it, because it was so simple. It's like, what can I name it? But then it was like, why not just name it what it should be? And I named it that.
So how long has this record been out?
When did I release it? Been out a couple months now.
Okay, so it's still fairly brand new. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's brand new. It's still new.
Hot off the press, you know? Yeah, until the whole world hears it, we're going to say it's a brand new record. So we got to get the whole world to hear it.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely.
We're trying to make it a summer record.
Yes. Yes, it does. It has that, just the title alone sounds like it's summer vibes. So talk to us about this record. What does this record in particular mean to you? Break it down for us.
Okay, so generally people would be like, okay, Be A Ho, she must be telling us to be a ho or how to be a ho. Well, really, I'm not. I'm telling you in the song throughout how to not be a ho, but how to be a boss bitch, or you're going to be a lost bitch. So I'm really giving you game throughout the song. Like, you can take it wherever you want, but it's still a fun record, though. A lot of females go and really gravitate to it and be like, okay, she's talking.
Yeah.
She's spitting something.
Definitely, definitely. And is there going to be a visual for this one?
It's already out.
Oh, girl, missing out.
On YouTube, yeah, yeah, it's already out on YouTube, already doing numbers. It's going up, so anybody out there, y'all go on YouTube, search me up. Be A Ho is out now.
I'm going to definitely check it out tonight. I can't wait to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Well, we're about to get into this record. I appreciate you taking some time with us and sharing your journey. Make sure everybody knows where they can follow you. I know you gave out your website, but you can tell us that again in any social platforms that you use.
Okay. Anybody on Instagram, you can find me on there at Pimptress, PIMPTRESS, 4 underscores. Make sure you put them 4 underscores after it. Threads, Twitter, Pinterest _ YouTube, Pinterest. You can Google me. Pinterest is going. I'm gonna be the first name that pops up. My website, www.pinterest.com. Definitely. You can find me everywhere. Pinterest, yeah.
I love it. I love it. And I love you make it easy for people to find you across the board.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. I know you have a lot of people that are on your team. People loving on you. Anybody you want to give thanks to? Give a shout out to?
Just all my whole entire team over at Wealth Nation and Rockstar World, Rob Terrell, Pharaoh, Brother Beats, everybody over there working for me, Q. And just my family and then my fans and anybody listening on here, just supporting.
Yeah, you know? Definitely. Have you had the opportunity to work with Pharaoh yet?
I do have some beats from him. He sent me some beats too, and to be honest, I already have some songs on some stuff like that with him. But I'm waiting to come to Atlanta. When I come to Atlanta, I'm gonna tap in with him, and I'm gonna pull up on you too.
I'm gonna say you better pull up, skirt.
Right?
Definitely, yeah. He's the one that introduced me to Rob Terrell and Wealth Nation. So that's how I got involved with them, you know, sending interviews my way. So I'm so glad, because that's how you and I connected. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, definitely. He get the job done. That's how I met Rob too, through Pharaoh. He's been dope ever since.
He is. He is a vibe, definitely. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, we're about to go ahead and get into this record, Be a Ho. But I wanted to say thank you so much for taking some time with us tonight. And I definitely look forward to connecting with you, whether it's when I come back down there or you come up here. Either way, we're going to make it happen.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Go ahead and give us the introduction to the record and we'll check it out.
All right, y'all. It's your girl, Pinterest. This is my brand new record, the hottest summer record, Be a Ho. And we on here with The Hype 87.3 with my girl Tampa Mystic. Y'all already know what time it is. Tap in, stream, all that.
Already, let's go.
Visit us online at www.thehype873.com.
Be a whore, be a boss bitch. Be a whore and be a lost bitch. Be a whore, be a boss bitch. Be a whore and be a lost bitch. Be a whore, be a boss bitch. Be a whore, be a lost bitch. Be a whore, be a boss bitch. Be a whore, be a lost bitch. Be a whore, be a hoe. Be a whore, be a yeah, yeah. Life's too short. I like the highlight. Now I'm in the mix. Now they wanna highlight pimp. Come with the hits. Now I gotta rock out, bitch. I'm your top five, bitch. No need to lie about this. Yeah. You better get you some money before you start counting my money. Anyway, fuck that nigga. You can have that nigga. I'ma get these millions. It used to go down in the dim. Now you wanna lie to your BM. Hit him for 500 females. How you still ride for the nigga? Be a whore, be a boss bitch. Be a whore and be a lost bitch. Be a whore, be a boss bitch. Be a whore and be a lost bitch. Be a whore, be a boss bitch. Be a whore and be a lost bitch. Be a whore, be a whore, be a whore, be a lost bitch. Be a whore, be a boss bitch. Or be a lost bitch. Be a whore, be a boss bitch. Or be a lost bitch. Be a whore, be a boss bitch. Or be a whore, be a lost bitch. Be a whore, be a boss bitch. Or be a whore, be a lost bitch. Yeah, I got too much pride. I never bow down. Nah, I'm so independent. I'm really about my business. If I don't post it, I don't recommend it. A female goat, that's how I'm coming in it. Yeah, we never gloat, we just go on and win it. I got all these racks stacking to the ceiling. You know they paid me when I walk in the building. You know it. And I ain't shaking no ass, cause I am not a stripper. Be a whore, be a boss bitch. Be a whore and be a lost bitch. Be a whore, be a boss bitch. Be a whore and be a lost bitch. Be a whore, be a boss bitch. Be a whore and be a lost bitch. Be a whore, be a whore, be a whore, be a lost bitch. Be a whore, be a boss bitch. Be a lost bitch. Be a whore, be a boss bitch. Or be a lost bitch. Be a whore, be a boss bitch. Or be a whore, be a lost bitch. Be a whore, be a boss bitch. Or be a whore, be a lost bitch. Let go. Be a whore, be a boss bitch. Or be a whore, be a lost bitch. What we doing? Let go.